12 minutes now before we get to 5 o'clock. Thank you so much for joining us in conversation. Don't forget that we are talking about positive stories also on the show this morning. We're talking about teachers. We want to find out what are some of your positive stories that you can share with us of teachers doing good in your community, whether it be extra classes and all of those things. But talking about good things, fitness is always a good thing. And so joining us in studio, as always, is Liesel van der Vestage and the host of the KFM Ellie Show, Ellie Morning Show. Liesel often talks to you then about the latest trends in the world of fitness and then gives you advice on training for big events such as the Cape Town Cycle Tour, the Two Oceans Marathon. Today, the conversation is going to be an interesting one. It's around brain fitness, and also we review one particular fitness app. Liesel, good morning.
Good morning, Abs.
So, are you having a wonderful Friday?
I'm laughing because I'm talking fitness, but I know that I have to hit to the gym afterwards, and I'm having one of those days where, you know, you just don't want to go.
Yeah.
You've had a long week.
Yeah.
And you just, I need some motivation today, so you need to help me.
So, is that brain fitness? Is that what we talk about when we talk brain fitness? So maybe let me ask you, what is brain fitness?
Well, you know what? Medical News Today came out last year and said, you know what? Everyone's talking about brain fitness and doing crosswords. It may not help. And last week we were chatting on the show and I was talking to you about something and I forgot a name. And it really bugged me because I couldn't remember the name that I wanted to tell you on something. It was off air. And I had had such an exhausting week where I was working late, getting up early, not resting during the day, not eating properly. And I don't know if I was just suffering brain fatigue. And I thought, you know what, this is maybe a good thing to talk about. And as I was preparing for today, an article just came out a day ago saying, if you want to train your brain to be really good at something, there's no amount of drugs, they say. There's no amount of anything. There's no magic formula. All you need to do is just to do it, repeat it, keep doing it every single day. So you're basically practicing, and that will rewire and re-add those new information skills into it. So that's the big news that came out. And then brain training, but in the UK at the moment, fitness trainers are giving you some brain puzzles to do before you go to your workout. So your warm up is not your normal warm up where you're warming up on a treadmill. You're warming up your brain first with a 10 minute, whether it's a crossword or a specifically designed brain puzzle. Mm. And you get a lot of them on your phones as well. And then you are hitting the gym. So they're warming up your brain, then warming up your body, then warming up your workout. And it seems to be new science that's coming out. So it's very exciting for me to do. My fiance was involved in the trial program in the UK. They'd come out and he'd done a few. And he struggled with it. He said it's so hard because you have to get up extra earlier to get to the gym, a little bit earlier to do. And he was doing half an hour. He wasn't only doing 10 minutes. He was doing the half an hour exercises before the time, then hitting the gym. And I'm quite keen to see the research coming out from that. So what I like to say to people is, and I've been seeing and I've been testing a few of the apps out on my phone. There's different brain apps, brain exercise apps, where it's matching colors. It's pairing up different cards. A lot of games you used to play with kids, memory games. And you do 10 minutes a day on your phone is also a great way. And then they're saying, you know, if you have a busy week like I had and I couldn't remember things, get some sleep or do some 10 minutes of meditation. That also just helps with your brain and your cognitive thinking.
Absolutely fantastic. If you're joining the conversation, it is a Friday. That means that we chat to Liesel van der Vestage, who joins us to give us some pearls of wisdom when it comes to your health. As she always says, remember, the goal should not be to get the optimum body. It should be to get to whatever body weight you are comfortable with.
Yes.
The way she says, yes, don't put pressure on yourself.
Yes.
But every morning at about on a Friday this time, we have a conversation with Liesel. And then after that, she will talk to us about the app of the week, because we are living in a digital world where everything is on an app. So Fit Vault, I believe that's an app.
Yes, that's a new app that's come out, and I love it because we've been featuring international apps for a while. The NSRI SafeTrax was one of the local ones, and I always get excited about that. But Fit Vault is a new exciting one for iOS and Android. It was released about 18 months ago in South Africa, and it logs and helps you convert your fitness activities into rewards from your different financial aid, medical aid providers. And it's integrated with most of your wearable watches, so your Fitbits, your Apple Watches, gyms, and it links to most of the gyms because a lot of the gyms don't have sign in, or you don't swipe your card to get your point. You've got to do the sign in, and sometimes you forget. So an app like this helps, and it's registered with Park Run as well, Cape Town Cycle Tour, a whole lot of other events, and it helps you to remember and log those points, because often I forget, and then I get to the end of the month and I haven't registered my points, and then I didn't get my reward for the end of the week, and then I'm struggling to claim my points. And you're able to invite your friends. I like this. This is where you compete with each other. You can invite your friends to compete against you. And I had my mother-in-law on the app with me, and she was complaining because I didn't register or wear my wearable watch this week, so I couldn't get the fitness points. And she was watching what I was doing because that motivated her. And I thought, I didn't realize that actually made such a difference. So it actually does help having a group, because your group sees what you're doing, even though it's just in the virtual world, and it motivates you. So it's definitely an app that I would recommend. And, it also just gives you that motivation.
And once again, simply is just going on and downloading it and then just following
free,
the instructions.
Free,
and then
a registration, five, 7 minute registration. You've got to put in a whole lot of info, have your medical aid numbers and IDs and stuff in, and then you're A for away.
Yeah. And so, Liesl, just before I let you go, it's time for my question for the week. I mean, we talk cycling once again. I know that you are also training, and there's quite a lot of people that are training out there. Your training tips for cycling for this week, then?
Well, I'm very big on this when it comes to any race, and I always get teased by my fellow athletes, but I say nutrition, and at the end of the day, if you put in the training and you've done the hours, nutrition can let you down. So if you're not eating properly on race day, if you haven't practiced or trained your nutrition. So when I say train your nutrition, if you go for a cycle today and you know it's going to be a 4 hour cycle, and you know that your cycle to a time is going to be 4 hours, what are you going to eat and maintain during those 4 hours? So make sure you've got the correct fluid that you're going to be eating or drinking on race day, the correct meals and snacks and whatever it is that works for you. Practice with it now already. You've still got a couple of weeks to go, three weeks to go, and use that as a bit of a training ride and a nutrition testing guide, and see what works, what doesn't work, and eliminate. And then on race day, don't change anything. Stick to what you have. And where a lot of people go wrong, and I'll remind again, is we get up early. We're up at 4 to get to the race, to get to the start of the race. You've had your oats. Then you get in your start chute. Your race is only at 7. 3 hours have passed and you haven't had anything to eat. So I always say take something small, whether it's a date ball or some bananas, and eat every 15 minutes to remind yourself, because it gets quite long while you're waiting around. Eat every 15 minutes, and so that by the time you start, your body is fueled. You're not going to have this insulin spike or be lethargic in the start of the race. So at least you've had something small. I'm not saying have a whole big meal before the time. Small little bites of what works for you.
And then last but not least, last week I did ask, there are pricey bicycles out there.
Oh, yes, they are.
I think I saw one for like just over 200,000 rand.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's
correct.
The most expensive. How do you buy a bicycle, the correct one for you?
So I asked around, because I have a way of doing it, and I was so glad that Contested Spaces on Twitter also came back with the same answer that I was going for, and Table Mountain Bikers also. They came with two arguments. So the one is, I say don't buy new. So if you and I are friends, which we are, and you really see how much I enjoy cycling, and you think, I want to go cycling with Liesl, you go and buy a bike, and then you realize you don't enjoy cycling. So rather borrow a bike from a friend for a couple of weeks, or rent one. There's so many rental agencies around Cape Town. See if it's something that you will enjoy doing. Take it slow. Don't go and ride 100 Ks if you've never cycled before. And then spend a little bit of money. Because what happens is, so many people buy these bikes before the time and then realize they don't enjoy cycling. Now they're stuck with a 5, 10, 15, 200,000 rand bike. So rather just pre-buy or lend a bike from a friend, or rent a bike for a couple of weeks. See if it's something that you'll enjoy, something that you're going to stick with. Otherwise, it gathers dust and it makes for a great clothes horse where you can dry your laundry on. So that's mine. But then Table Mountain Biker says, rather review, and when you finally make that decision, buy a new one that you can get the warranty off, and a whole lot of things that you can get from that.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us in the studio for this week. We chat again next week, Friday.